So I don't know if you know what's been going on around New York City. There's always some drama here. You know, like, we can't just be a city that just, it's just a city. Mm-hmm. There's always some like major drama. So I don't know if you've seen any of the stuff in the latest news about the fireworks going on around New York City. Have you seen this?
No.
Okay, so random fireworks are going off, and they're everything from like Macy's type fireworks where they're giant, and they're up in the sky and it's big, or it's like, you know, a bunch of kids setting off firecrackers kind of thing. It's been a whole wide array of the different types of fireworks, but they're going on all over the city. You know, it's overnight. It's intended to wake people and to be disruptive. And nobody knows what it's about. No one knows if it's like kids having fun or if it's a message or if it's a statement of some kind. Nobody knows. So everyone has speculation about it. So last night, I mean, it sounded like it was literally in the room with me. They set off fireworks, but like giant fireworks right outside my window at 3:30 a.m. And I didn't just wake up. I woke up like, oh, like, what the heck was that? So I look out the window and it's shooting straight up in the sky. And it was crazy. So my boyfriend goes down to the doorman and said, you know, we've got cameras everywhere, and said, did you catch it on camera? He goes, yeah, I did. Caught the whole thing on camera.
Really? So
yes. And in the end, what it was, the guy had just very calmly put down this big giant box that had like a cute little face on it, whatever, like a cartoon face. Mm-hmm. This big giant box of what looked like, I don't know, it looked like a six pack of beer, actually. And he set it off and it just exploded in the middle of my street. And he just calmly walked away. Mm-hmm. So, of course, my doorman calls the police. And they show up and they give them the video and they're like, yeah, stop bothering us about this stuff. This is not a crime. It's a they think it's a political statement. I don't know what the statement is. Mm. The statement is the city that doesn't sleep. Let's not sleep.
Wow. And it's really close to 4th of July. So that's when people shoot off fireworks. That's what you do.
I mean, I hope it's a celebration of the country, but it feels more like terrorism of some kind because it's loud. And it, you know, and the fact is, if you want to celebrate the country, you do it at like, I don't know, 6-7 o'clock when people can enjoy it. Mm-hmm. It's always after 1 a.m. So it seems like the intention is to be disruptive and to wake up the city. I looked all over social media. There's no posting. Like, there's nobody taking credit for it, mm-hmm. you know?
Oh, so you mean the wacko that's setting off fireworks downstairs at 3:30 doesn't have a Facebook page?
Strangely enough, I don't think he does, or a message or a manifesto.
Right. The third shift terrorist really doesn't have a Twitter handle. I'm surprised.
Literally, it's just some guy and he walks away very calmly, like do 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 do.
Here, the funny thing is you'll randomly hear 10 gunshots going off.
Oh God.
Really close. And people around here just go, eh. And right. Call the police. It's like, right. Wonder if he got that squirrel. You know, it finally I go, I think I should check and see if they shot my car. I don't know. You know, it sounds that close, but it's just people shooting at squirrels and birds and things like that. But it's just normal here.
It's so funny. Living in the South, you get used to just hearing gunshots and not thinking anything, just thinking that someone is shooting at a squirrel or it's target practice or something like that. You know, literally any noise outside in New York, you would think is the loudest city, but literally any noise. Like there were kids that just pulled up to pick up some friends and they had their music on too loud. And don't you know, someone called the cops like, oh, these kids and their music. It's like, what? This is New York City. It's a noisy, like go move to a suburb. You don't belong here.
3:30 in the morning's an issue. That's a problem.
Right. So, I mean, what do you think the message is? Like, what am I missing?
It's fireworks and it's almost the 4th of July and he's having fun. I don't think there's a message.
Okay.
Yeah, I think he's ooh, pretty.
No, it's dangerous because it's right by buildings and it's damaging cars and breaking windows, breaking glass.
Still thinks it's pretty.